Five signs you're in survival mode. Are you thriving or just surviving? In our fast-paced and demanding world, getting caught up in the daily grind and losing sight of our well-being is easy. Sometimes, without realizing it, we slip into survival mode, a state of existence where we're merely getting by rather than thriving. Survival mode can manifest in various aspects of our lives, and recognizing the signs is the first step towards regaining control and rediscovering a fulfilling life. In this article, I'll explore five common signs that indicate you might be in survival mode, together with suggestions on breaking free. What is survival mode? Survival mode is when your autonomic nervous system has become so overwhelmed that it's stuck in fight, flight, freeze stress response. Typically, when one stressful thing happens, our stress response gets triggered but quickly returns to homeostasis, baseline. However, if it's continually activated, it doesn't come down. It gets stuck on high alert. I've written extensively about fight, flight, freeze previously, but I think it's worth revisiting. Here's how those three responses typically present. Fight, anger, aggression, belligerence, shouting, nitpicking, micromanaging, defensiveness, passive aggressiveness. Flight, a sudden need to get away from a person or a situation. Ringing in work sick, cancelling plans at the last minute, avoidance. Freeze, inability to move, wanting to stay at home, numbing, Netflix binging, gaming, social media scrolling, binge eating, excessive alcohol consumption. Difficulty finding energy. In my experience, when people are in survival mode for a long time, freeze is the typical stress response that they get stuck in. Common symptoms and what to do about them. Number one, constant exhaustion. One of the telltale signs of survival mode is feeling perpetually exhausted, both physically and mentally. You find yourself running on empty, barely getting through each day. Your sleep may be disrupted, and even when you rest, you wake up tired and unrefreshed. This exhaustion can result from chronic stress, overworking, neglecting self-care, or an imbalanced lifestyle. What to do? Start prioritizing self-care by setting aside time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Focus on getting quality sleep, nourishing your body with healthy food, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and peace. You don't have to make massive life changes. In fact, I advise against it until your nervous system is more regulated. If you try to do too much too soon, your subconscious is likely to fight against it and push you further down the survival rabbit hole. Instead, start small. For example, walk for just 15 minutes a day. Eat one healthy meal a day. Listen to a favorite song. Do something you used to love but have lost interest in, even for just 10 minutes. Number two, neglected relationships. Survival mode often leads to neglecting personal relationships as you struggle to meet your basic needs and fulfill your obligations. You may withdraw from social activities, cancel plans, or become emotionally distant from loved ones. Your friendships and connections may begin to suffer, leaving you feeling isolated and alone. What to do? Take stock of your relationships and identify areas where you can invest more time and effort. Schedule regular social activities or catch-ups with friends and loved ones. If that feels too overwhelming, start by either calling a trusted friend or family member or arranging a low-key coffee with someone you feel safe being yourself with. Safety is the key word here. Prioritize connection and nurture the relationships that bring you joy and support. Number three, overwhelm and lack of focus. When you're in survival mode, you often feel overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks and responsibilities on your plate. Your mind constantly races and you struggle to concentrate or complete tasks efficiently. That's because when you're in fight, flight, freeze, the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for critical thinking, shuts down. It literally goes offline as the emotional part of your brain, the amygdala, takes over. This state of overwhelm can lead to decreased productivity, increased mistakes, and a feeling of being stuck in a never-ending cycle. What to do? Break down your tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Prioritize your to-do list and focus on one task at a time. Practice mindfulness techniques such as deep breathing or meditation to calm your mind and regain focus. I like NSDR, non-sleep deep rest, which includes yoga nidra. And no, I am not suggesting you twist yourself into a noodle. NSDR and yoga nidra are like guided meditation and are clinically proven to reduce stress and aid relaxation in as little as 10 minutes. Below, I have left two recordings that I highly recommend. They're only 10 minutes each and really will help to reduce that stress and calm your nervous system. In addition, consider delegating or outsourcing some responsibilities to lighten your load. Remember, it's better to do a few things well than many things poorly. Number four, emotional numbness. Survival mode often takes a toll on your emotional well-being, leaving you feeling numb or detached from your emotions. You may find it challenging to experience joy, enthusiasm, or even sadness. You're merely going through the motions without truly connecting with your emotions and the world around you. What to do? Take time to reconnect with your emotions. Engage in activities that bring you joy, whether listening to music, engaging in creative pursuits, or spending time in nature. Practice gratitude and mindfulness to cultivate a deeper appreciation for life's small pleasures. Consider seeking support from a therapist or counselor who can help you process and navigate your emotions. Number five, lack of interest in usual hobbies. Survival mode often leaves us little time or energy for pursuing our usual hobbies and interests, let alone personal growth and self-improvement. You may find yourself stuck in a rut, lacking motivation or inspiration. Your dreams and aspirations take a back seat as you prioritize immediate survival. This lack of personal growth can lead to a sense of stagnation and dissatisfaction with life. What to do? Carve out time for doing the things you love. Set goals that align with your passions and interests. Engage in activities that stimulate your mind and creativity. Read books, attend workshops, or take up a new hobby. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who inspire and motivate you. Remember, personal growth is a lifelong journey. Even small steps can lead to significant changes over time. Conclusion. Recognizing the signs of being in survival mode is the first step towards reclaiming your life and moving from mere survival to genuine thriving. Remember that self-care, nurturing relationships, regaining focus, pursuing personal growth, and connecting with your emotions is crucial for breaking free from survival mode. By prioritizing your well-being and taking small steps each day, you can create a life that is not just about surviving, but truly thriving. Neuroscience teaches us that no matter how hard it feels, we will start to rewire our brains if we do one new thing, no matter how small, each day. What next? If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, special offers, etc., click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thanks for your continued support.